Welcome back, ladies. The second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex today. I'm going to move on from the Iran war. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about, even though it will involve the Iran war, because we're talking about digital currency and the creation of a one-world government, as well as the summoning of ancient Sumerian demons, sorts of other very fun stuff having to do with AI, and the COVID vaccine. Now, we got a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with Iran, but I want to close it out, finish out the discussion about Iran with a great video from friend of the show, Alex Cargill. Follow him on X at Trans Splendor. Here's him breaking down the attempt to divide and conquer the MAGA movement. Let's watch.
It's another day in the Matrix. I hope we're all doing well. I'm out at a pond taking the boys fishing here, but we weren't catching much, so they went running off into those gypsum cliffs looking for stuff. They've got a slingshot. I'm not too worried about them. But while I give them a minute out there, I wanted to address the Groundhog Day of stupid that is happening in America. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Ian Carroll, Ryan Matta, others that I haven't mentioned yet, Harrison Smith, Alex Jones recently, but he's still got the Candace glitch we need to address. But it's been so clear. The truth has been obvious since the Charlie Kirk Matrix Rift event that certain people are not allowed to view reality. And those are all the people that said, cancel Candace, cancel Tucker. They showed you who they were and they haven't changed. You could predict all of their behaviors. Everything Trump does is good. And don't put any checks and balances on them. If you want blind trust in the moves that Trump is making, he needs to have a track record of things panning out. And when it gets to the Epstein compromat ring and his defense of that and his covering for it and the fact that his second term was supposed to be a removal of the deep state operatives in all these positions, the first term was the we'll detect them all. And then when you're out of power, they'll try and destroy you with lawfare. But then you're going to get the Return of the Jedi, you're going to settle the trilogy, and you're going to kick them all out. And he did none of that. He embraced them. He's in love with them. He's in love with Lindsey Graham. The Never Trumpers got on board the ship and they kicked off all of the MAGA. And then they're calling MAGA black pillars because MAGA actually have, it's not even high standards. I mean, the standard of don't defend a pedophile networking ring that everyone had their hopes set on you to declassify the documents and get them out there so everyone can find out who's compromising your role, because everyone knows it. It's an open secret. So Trump defended that. He's gone to bat for them, and that made him evil, and MAGA headed for the doors. Since then, he's done exactly what a puppet would do if the puppet masters knew the puppet was exposed and it was going to start being treated like a fool. They had to use him before his credibility dipped, and they used him to attack Iran. And they lied to him, and he's in a quagmire. And you guys sound like absolute fools defending this war every day. You declare that you won World War III three times a day, and three times a day, Israel sabotages the peace talks. Yet somehow, you're still on board with the anyone who notices Israel's behavior is weird, they're anti-Semitic, it couldn't be based on the obvious information that they are trying to cause World War III by sabotaging peace talks between Trump and Iran. Yeah, that's the obvious thing that's happening right now. Every time Trump does something, you know it will be Israel that blows it. Joe Kent tried to say this. You think it's easier, let's use Occam's razor here, to invoke there's a Qatari conspiracy of foreign money getting Green Beret patriots who have lost their wives in combat, getting them to take money to betray their country because they want to destroy Trump is more likely? Or Joe Kent knew what everyone with an IQ over 90 that hasn't taken the trip to Israel knows, that Israel's going to blow this peace. They're the reason you got into the war. Until you restrain Israel, nothing else matters, Metallica style. And Trump just owns Megadeth albums. He doesn't have any Metallica. He's one of those fucking idiots that thinks you have to choose between Metallica and Megadeth, and he's a moron for it. And he's got to pay a cost for that. I wanted Trump to work out. I thought Trump was going to be the one that saved everyone. It turns out he made some mistakes in the 90s or 80s with Epstein, and that was always looming over his head. And then right at the moment he needs to do something, his puppet strings are pulled back, and he's kept from doing that. So Alex Jones is on the right side. All these guys are on the right side identifying this. No one wants it. There's nothing waiting if Trump's not the one. But you have to regroup and start building something real. And I know it's a lot of hard work, and I know that you thought you were there, and you were right at the gates, and you had a president that was going to handle it, but he betrayed you. That's no one's fault but Trump's. So I hope you guys have a great day, but I hope you know that these guys are morons. They'll never face anyone in debate. They'll just say that you're a foreign influencer and you've got to trust Trump and never, ever have a threshold for which you would not trust Trump and just wait for the
mushroom. Brilliantly said. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now, if you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexandroStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexandroStore.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of The Alex Jones Show is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video is how you find these links to these shows. Please clip it out yourself. Share it yourself. However you can get the word out there, we appreciate you, the Paul Revere's, helping us desperately to try to claw back humanity and civilization. And it's hard to overstate the danger that we're all in right now. By the way, I said I wanted to move on from Iran. And of course, during the break, the crew runs in with a brand new breaking story here. So we got to cover it. U.S. Navy destroyer, quote, blows a hole through Iranian cargo ship that tried to break the Hormuz blockade, Trump said. Okay, so we have moved from simply stopping traffic through the blockade by threatening attacks to now both sides are actively attacking ships trying to go through the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranians attacked apparently French, English, and Indian vessels over the weekend, and we have now blown a hole in a Iranian-flagged cargo ship, blowing a hole in its engine room when it tried to, break past the Navy blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The USS Spruance destroyer intercepted Iran's Tsuka cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman, taking custody of the ship after it refused a warning to stop. So it's getting exciting, folks. It's getting very exciting. We'll bring any updates as we get them. But I do want to move on from the war in Iran because we do have a lot of other stuff to talk about here. A lot of stuff. And I'm not sure how to put it together exactly, but let me just confirm for you that I also, like you, if you're watching this program, you're probably of the same mindset as me. I also am suspicious that UFO disclosure and AI superintelligence and the war in Iran and the fuel crisis lockdown measures are all happening at the same time that digital ID and so-called age verification is all being implemented. It's not a coincidence. They're all part of the same program. It's all moving us towards the same ultimate goal of total global slavery under a one-world system that is inescapable, permanent, and not even necessary to impose upon you. It will simply exist. It will simply be the way that we transact any sort of trade. Like if you want to buy food, you have to obey the system. It's like beyond coercion. It's like a total reorganization of the world itself into a form that is unnatural and despicable and evil. And I really, this week, I don't know how I'm going to do it this week, but just over the weekend, I was watching a bunch of videos from all these different topics, and it's like everybody out there, it's like the elephant in the room, and we're all looking at different parts. And I'll watch one person that's a YouTube, they call it BookTube, right? Person who makes a YouTube channel, all they talk about is different books, new releases, classic books, whatever. They make stuff about books. And this person was just going through all of sort of the latest bestsellers, the latest most popular novels, and just exposing how they're all spiritually rotten. And this person they're not a right winger. It's like an Asian woman. And she didn't, no offense, I mean, obviously Asian women can be right wing. In fact, some of the most right wing people are Asian women. But the point is, she's just like a normal book too. She's not like a right wing person. She's just like a normal woman that just likes books. And it's just in a very calm and factual way going, yeah, this stuff is ruined by like wokeness, and it's all childish, and it's all, and like going through the psychology of how like all these books now have writers as their main character because the writers have this like narcissistic bent that's being rewarded now. The point is, then I watch a thing about Hollywood movies and it's describing exactly the same process. And then there's this great video by Carl Benjamin Sargon of Akkad. I'm gonna try to get him on to talk about it. If not, I might just play his video because it's so good. And it's talking about this podcast by the New Republic, I think it's, or no, the New Statesman, some incredibly leftist feminist magazine. It's been around forever, pumping out the pablum that we're used to about all men are evil, all women are underappreciated geniuses, all this sort of stuff. And they're going through some of the latest poll data of young people in particular, and they're shocked to find that people have absorbed and believe their propaganda. These people who have spent decades propagandizing the American people about how bad men are and how great women are, and forget third wave feminism, they're on like a 100th wave feminism where they're replacing men with test tubes, and it's just incredibly crazy. So they spend, you know, a decade or two pushing that out, and then they're reading these poll responses that are like, yeah, only 7% of young women like men, like the opposite sex, whereas 75% of boys have a positive view of girls. And they're like, this is so weird. Why is this that we would expect the numbers to be opposite? And the point is that it's just like, there has to be a unified theory of how all of this happened. It's not a mistake. It's not an accident that everything has been destroyed, that we can't even get decent entertainment to distract us from all the other crap that they're pulling. It's universal. Everybody recognizes it. People can sort of delude themselves with this normalcy bias into thinking that these books and movies are great. Everybody knows they're not. And especially the fact that the awards given out, the societal, you know, highlighters that we use, the New York bestseller list, the American Book Awards, the Oscars, they have all been so utterly twisted and perverted and convoluted that they essentially mean nothing now other than leftists are a rewarding leftists for the most blatant propaganda. Here to accept the award for most blatant propaganda goes to, you know, that's actually what they are now. And so it's like in a very literal and tangible and ever increasing way, our society is just broken beyond repair. Like nothing works as it's supposed to. Nothing makes any damn sense. And the more you look into it, the less sense it makes. And this applies to literally everything. So I don't know how we're going to come up with a unified theory for how everything went to crap. The point to know is that it's all on purpose. And that essentially there is a big battle going on right now between China and Israel, basically, for control of the world into the future. And that's what a lot of the, you know, combat going on is. But this wouldn't be the case, and we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in, and China wouldn't be in the situation that they're in, if there hadn't been decade upon decade of deliberate and systematic conspiracy to deprive the American people of wealth and prosperity and safety and anything, giving it to everybody else, building them up, including China, by offshoring all of our stuff there. This has all been a very long and very successful program being run by some very evil people in some very powerful positions. So we have to recognize it and expose it and expel it. And every day there seems like there's more stuff. So before we even get into any of that stuff, like before we even get into the summoning of AI demons and digital ID and UFOs and all of that crap, I'm going to go to a video that you can find on InfoWars. In fact, I thought I had the article here. But if you search Katie Couric, you'll find it. Because Katie Couric is asking questions. She's shocked and surprised and horrified to learn that cancer is exploding across the world, especially in young people. And she's looking for, you know, an answer as to what this could possibly be. And so this clip, in it's sort of a multi-use clip. Not only will it tell you about the cancer rising that we all know comes from the shots. I mean, we don't have any need to dance around it. Everybody, as soon as they heard me say rise in cancer, they thought the vaccine, because that's obviously the direct cause, not just correlation, causation. It's been established. I'll show you that video as well. But it's not just about that. It's not just about the fact that the side effects from the vaccine are now so unbelievably prevalent and devastating that mainstream people are like, okay, we better find answers to this. Like, what the hell's going on? The turbo cancers. But also the fact that, like, I don't know. I mean, what is... We'll watch the clip, and you can tell me, here it is, what the F is going on. Katie Couric freaks out over rise in cancer in people under 50, ignores COVID jab as possible culprit. And so the question is, did she forget about the COVID jab? Is she, does she know that the COVID jab is the elephant in the room, is the sort of obvious thing that she's ignoring, and is ignoring it deliberately because she has this cognitive dissonance that doesn't allow her to tell the truth? Or is she, like, scared of it and there's something subconscious going on where her own brain is, like, stopping her from recognizing the obvious parallels between the rollout of this massive experimental mRNA vaccine that everybody told you, all the bad people, like InfoWars, were telling you, we think this causes cancer. And is she just not able to contend with that reality? I don't really know exactly, but I'll show you the, you know, evidence we have that this is from the vaccine, as if it could be from anything else. But just keep this in mind in context of everything else that we're talking about, because we're going to get into mass death across the world. We'll get into AI demons and all this insane stuff. Just understand that, like, they've already done it. We don't have to speculate about if they would do something like this. They literally already did and are to this day covering up the effects of the mass kill shot they forced on everybody, including zoo animals and farm animals. Like, this was a attack on existence, not just humanity, but everybody. And we're finally, you know, the bill is coming due. And 5 years after the rollout of the vaccine, we're starting to see the unavoidable level of mass death that we've expected. Here's Katie Couric, confused about this.
What is going on? I had coffee with an oncology fellow about 2 months ago, and she said, I had a very rough day. I just had to tell a 21-year-old college student with no family history that he had stage 4 colorectal cancer. And I'm hearing more and more about people in their early 40s, 30s, even 20s being diagnosed with this disease at an advanced stage, often metastatic colorectal cancer. I can't even tell you guys how crushing it is. And of course, I'm excited about trying to figure out why this is happening. You know, epidemiological studies are so hard to conduct, but there is something going on in our environment. It's not just obesity or sedentary lifestyle. You know, it's a confluence of things that include ultra-processed food, maybe microplastic, forever chemicals, overprescription of antibiotics. I don't know what is happening, but something is going on. And there are 17 cancers. 17 cancers are increasing among people under 50. So what the is going on?
What could it possibly be? Now, to be fair, all the other things she mentioned also do cause cancer. So, you know, we're not letting all these other things off the hook, the processed foods, the 5G. I mean, all of these things cause cancer. It's not even a question. They cause cancer. Glyphosate, Roundup, all this sort of stuff unquestionably causes cancer. But the unique and incredible spike in certain types of cancer is directly attributable to the COVID vaccine. There's really not a debate. Here's a video from a little while ago, actually. I'm totally blanking on this guy's name, but he's great, and we play his videos all the time. Maybe the crew can recognize him, so I can give him credit. But it's about a recent Italian study that found people who received at least one dose of the COVID shot are at least 34% more likely to develop colorectal cancer, the exact cancer that Katie Couric was just talking about. Let's watch.
Now, there's been concern for some time now from talking to various experts about the increased risk of cancers, probably all types of cancers or many types of cancers after COVID vaccines. Now, of course, we're deprived of data in the United Kingdom between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. We just can't get that information freely. But there has been a study done in Italy. And what this shows is increased incidence of cancers 6 months after COVID vaccinations. Now, let's look at where we got this from. This is from this paper here, Experimental and Clinical Sciences Journal, peer-reviewed, of course, made publicly available. You can download the PDF. The full paper is there. People that had vaccinated with at least one dose, their chances of getting colorectal cancer, the hazard ratio was 1.34. In other words, 34% more likely to get it. This is at a six-month follow-up. Breast cancer, 54% more likely to get breast cancer in the vaccinated group. Bladder cancer, 62% more likely to get it than the unvaccinated group.
So that was Dr. John Campbell laying out an Italian study showing that, yes, there's a 34% rise in colorectal cancer after just one shot of the vaccine. That is absolutely huge. And of course, it's not just the creation of the cancer, it's the quote-unquote turbo quality of the cancer, meaning that it, you know, spreads more rapidly than normal cancer, becomes metastasized more rapidly than normal cancer, and that's all explicable by the function of mRNA. So we still need to get justice for that on top of absolutely everything else. Again, it was, does incompetence even rise to that level? At a certain point, it's beyond incompetence. It is malicious, especially since they created the virus that they released to compel the vaccines and then did the lockdowns to scare people into the vaccine. So it's all a giant plan. This is all a giant operation. It's a giant plan. It's a giant organized, orchestrated attack against humanity, the world. Like, do you understand the level of evil that we're contending with? I don't know if you do. I know Tim Dillon does. I know Tim Dillon gets it at a level that's admirable. Let's go to 74 here. This is Tim Dillon talking about what Sam Altman and Peter Thiel are up to. Let's watch.
Sam Altman.
One of the things that is always unfair in this comparison is people talk about how much energy it takes to train an AI model relative to how much it costs a human to do one inference query. But it also takes a lot of energy to train a human. It takes like 20 years of life and all of the food you eat during that time before you get smart. And not only that, it took like the very widespread evolution of the 100 billion people that have ever lived and learned not to get eaten by predators and learned how to like figure out science and whatever to produce you. And then you took whatever you...
So here's what's going on. I don't want to scare anyone. These people all believe that they are communicating with some ancient Sumerian deity. I know this kind of, actually kind of, I have kind of sources on this. They believe they're, they really do. They believe they're communicating with super intelligence and they do believe, and he just said it out loud, by the way. He literally just said, he was like, the 100 million years of evolution, all of the 20 years of life, they have all led to this point. And this point is when we are going to give birth, as I've said on the show before, because this is their main goal, to the AI demon. They want to give birth to the AI demon, the super intelligent AI, who is then going to run the planet and decide who stays, who goes, who's necessary, who's not. They're pretty open about this. This is the thing about all of the AI people, all of the tech people. They really are... You know, they really are pretty transparent when it comes to what they want to do and what they need to do in their minds, because they go, if China gets to it first, if China unleashes the AI demon before we unleash our AI demon, our American AI demon, Western values, America, rah-rah, AI demon, and China enslaves their population with their demon, they will sell the world their demon, and then that demon will enslave the world, and then they'll make all the money, and they'll have all the political, geopolitical leverage, and they'll have all the military advantages. So in this, quote, AI arms race, we are both racing the U.S. and China to give birth to an ancient Sumerian super intelligent demon. And your Aunt Connie in Phoenix, who's a receptionist, is because that's what's going on. And you got to tell her that. You go, Connie, I hope you've saved money because there are men in Silicon Valley who are communicating with an ancient Sumerian god. What? Connie, will you sit down and listen to me? Connie, have you saved your money? I've saved a little bit of it, but, you know, the prices at the grocery store are so high. Connie, you have 18 months before your ass is out of that office. There's an ancient Sumerian god that Sam Altman and Peter Thiel are communicating with, and they're going to give birth to an AI demon. What? It's a demonic force that's going to take form through artificial intelligence. And we have to do it before China does. Well, that sounds scary. You have no idea how scary it is, Connie, and you better save your money. You've got 18 months left before this AI demon is going to do your job. An ancient Sumerian god is going to do my job? Yes. Yes. How many times do I have to explain this to you, Connie? An ancient god before Jesus, before Yahweh, before Muhammad, before any of it. I mean, an ancient, Connie, I don't even know where to start with you sometimes. We have finally invented a way to summon this demon and bring it back to Earth to increase efficiency.
So very funny, but it's almost like, should we maybe be making jokes about this? Because it sounds silly when you put it that way. They're summoning an ancient Sumerian god. Kind of easy to like roll your eyes and say, oh, okay, kooky stuff about that. But it's very real. In fact, there was a whistleblower from OpenAI, ChatGPT, Sam Altman, who claims very explicitly and in no uncertain words that they are literally summoning demons. Let's watch.
This kind of AI capacity is shaping the balance of power between nations and all of our security. One former OpenAI executive said, quote, we're building portals from which we're genuinely summoning aliens. The portals currently exist in the United States and China, and Sam has added one in the Middle East. It's just like wildly important to get how scary that should be.
Yeah.
Which we're genuinely summoning aliens. Which we're genuinely summoning aliens. The portals currently exist in the United States and China, and Sam has added one in the Middle East. It's just like wildly important to get how scary that should be.
Yeah, so you've got a couple type of people, right? You've got the people at the very top who know this stuff is real, know that they are interfacing with aliens or demons or whatever you want to put it, malevolent spirits that help them, that trick them into giving them things. Those are the people at the very top. They get it. Most of the people, especially the people underneath them, think it's all a big joke. They don't believe in anything spiritual, so they're not troubled by any of this. But sort of the most important audience in all of this are the true believers that are decent and faithful, who are going to be tricked into thinking that they're following Jesus Christ come again, and they're going to be sucked up into the beast system in exactly the way Satan wants them to. So that's really where a lot of this is focused, on convincing people that we are checking off boxes from the book of Revelations so that they're primed and ready to accept the story that's being told to them. We're not going to fall for it, but I'll show you more on the other side how all this ties in together, and it all points to one inescapable conclusion of global government. We'll be right back.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt Smarts. how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the show that the globalists failed to silence. Not because of us, because of you, because of your support and your prayers and your spreading our information and telling the truth about us. And of course, going to thealexjonesstore.com, keeping us on air and in the fight. And of course, you got to be protecting yourself as much as humanly possible now as we careen towards whatever comes next. And whether it's a collapse of the system and Mad Max world in real life, well, you're going to want to be prepared for that, definitely. But even if the system succeeds and, you know, we find ourselves in the grip of the beast system shortly, then you're really, really going to want to be prepared with all this stuff. Regardless of what comes next, InfoWars, Alex Jones, myself, and the whole crew will be here to be covering it, bringing you the truth, as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And it looks like we are on thealexjonesstore.com, happen to have discovered a new amazing offer. Because there's always something on sale at thealexjonesstore.com. You should go there every day just to check what products are on just ridiculous sale right now. Ultramethylene Red, 72% off. 72% off. It's crazy, but that's actually what you get it for if you subscribe. Ooh, 72% off Methylene Red. Well, everybody gets that. You can probably win something in addition to that, too. Or maybe that's just 72% off flat, because to get the 72% off here, you got to subscribe to it, which, I mean, if you take it, you should probably subscribe anyway, right? I mean, it only makes sense if you're buying it regularly. Just put it on a timer. You can cancel it at any point, but you get 72% off, and that price is locked in for life, and it's always in stock. So even if we sell out the other stuff, we hold yours back. You get a free gift in every order. It's just, there's so many reasons. It really, it's beyond a 360 win. It's a true 1080 win where you're supporting us, you're supporting yourself, you're supporting America, you're supporting the movement, you are spitting in the face of the New World Order and purchasing yourself some potentially valuable merchandise in the future, since we will not be able to sell InfoWars branded merchandise for much longer. It's going to go away. If you want to get your official InfoWars branded t-shirt, hats, mugs, everything, go now, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Since we're on the topic of health and on the topic of COVID-19, I think maybe now is a good time to go to this video of a Romanian MEP. And actually, I wasn't planning on going to this, so I haven't found clip 66 here. This is a Romanian MEP calling out Ursula von der Leyen. And it's a good reminder, for those of us that need the reminding, about who Ursula von der Leyen is and what she got up to during COVID. So here's a Romanian MEP exposing it for everybody to hear. Let's watch.
Mr. President, dear colleagues, Ursula von der Leyen must immediately and unconditionally resign from her position as President of the European Commission due to the fact that her actions are currently criminally investigated by the European Public Prosecutor's Office. EPPO just announced a few days ago that it's investigating the way the contracts were signed between the European Commission and the producers of vaccines. And this is what the Court of Auditors just stated in the report released a few days ago, and I quote, "The Commission has signed, up to November 2021, 71 billion euros worth of contracts on behalf of the member states to purchase up to 4.6 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses. That means that she purchased 10 doses of vaccines for every EU citizen based on contracts that were never released to the public. This is how the contracts that she signed with these pharmaceutical companies were released to the public. How is this possible in a European Union that is called to be transparent with the way it's using people's money? So I'm asking again and calling again for immediate and unconditional resignation. Thank you."
So there you go. Again, just incredible stuff. And yeah, just look up Ursula. Just go to her Wikipedia page and just read about her. She is the scion of like these two ancient German noble families. Her husband works for these big pharmaceutical companies. And they just said there, she ordered 10 billion doses, 10 times the number of people in Europe. It's just a complete grift. On top of everything else, it would be bad enough if it was literally saline solution. It would still be corruption on a scale we've never seen before. It wasn't saline solution. It was cancer causing death. So that's as bad as it gets. I think that's about as bad as it gets. Now, again, to just take another brief detour, another brief, return to what we were talking about earlier before we move on to the UFO stuff. But I had to point this out because we have we've had a guest on named Undergotten, Captain Undergotten, and he has for a long time been publishing evidence of his theory that the weather the world over, but especially in America, is constantly being manipulated by radar stations. And he basically has a map of all these American radar stations and then overlays weather systems. And you can see that there are certain radar stations that weather happens to spin around or pause at, or clouds go over it and get broken up every single time. And he makes a very compelling case for saying, look, something's happening in these radar stations that is manipulating the weather. They are manipulating and controlling these rivers of atmosphere somehow using the radar arrays. Now, very interestingly, for the last year or so, Iran has been under economic sanction by America that has caused the riots and protests and things from the collapsing of their economy by Tim Burchett, the Treasury Secretary. And sort of making it all worse is the fact that they have had months and months and months of drought. They had no water. They had no water in their reserves, no rainfall, no nothing. Well, how coincidental is this? Iran destroyed American radars in all of the Arab countries, and suddenly it started raining again. The dams in Iran are now overflowing for the first time in 7 years. Pretty big coincidence. Let's go to clip number 44 here. Yeah, you can actually see the water rushing through the dam there in Iran. Is that a coincidence? Do we think that's a coincidence? Because even I didn't go so far as to say it as a certainty. I did hint at it. I did mention, you know, Iran's been going through this huge drought. Isn't that convenient? But, you know, we didn't really have anything else to go on other than, well, America and Israel are obviously trying everything they can to weaken Iran. And it just so happens that they're experiencing this unique weather phenomenon that's making everything worse for them. And so, you know, just knowing patterns of history and just sort of assuming the worst from Israel and America, it was pretty easy to go, hey, they've had this massive drought that's directly contributing to the American and Israeli war efforts. I bet it's manufactured. I bet it's a purposeful drought. Now, the only argument against that would be that's insane, would be just the simple assertion that, like, that wouldn't happen. That's crazy. What are you talking about? Right? Because there's no real, like, we can control the weather. Everybody knows this now, whether it's electromagnetic beams that heat up the ion, like the HARP system, or this radar array manipulation that Captain Undergotten has honed in on, or spraying things in the atmosphere. We have a lot of ways. We have a lot of ways, and have for 100 years, we have been able to control the weather. And in fact, we have used the weather as a weapon of war in the very recent past, and it's been acknowledged. This is a memorandum from the Deputy Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs to the Secretary of State Rusk from in Washington, January 13th, 1967. The subject is weather modification in South Vietnam and Laos, Project Popeye. The Department of Defense has requested our approval to initiate the operational phase of Project Popeye in select areas along the infiltration routes in northern Vietnam and southern Laos. The objective of these programs is to produce sufficient rainfall along these lines of communication to interdict or at least interference with truck traffic between North and South Vietnam. Recently improved cloud seeding techniques would be applied to on a sustained basis in a non-publicized effort to induce continued rainfall through the months of the normally dry season. The background is this. A test phase of Project Popeye was approved by State and Defense and conducted during October 1966 in a strip of the Laos Peninsula, generally east of the Bolevens Plateau in the valley of the Sekong River. The test was conducted without consultation with Laos authorities, but with Ambassador Sullivan's knowledge and concurrence, and to the best of our knowledge, remains unknown to other than a severely limited number of U.S. officials. Okay, so apparently, and according to this memorandum from 1967, and whether they, you know, carried this out or not, I guess who's to say? I guess we could be running the B-roll of, like, Forrest Gump in Vietnam. It rained and it rained and it rained. It's like, well, maybe that was, you know, you were getting a crossfire there. That was friendly fire for the weather weapons that were being utilized to try to flood out the Viet Cong. So again, there goes your only reason to disbelieve what I just said. You know, if your only excuse, if I say, hey, I think they're controlling the weather to, you know, in war with Iran, if you say that's crazy, what a crazy idea, you conspiracy theorist. It's literally happened in Vietnam. So you got any other reasons not to believe it? You got anything else you want to throw at the wall? See what sticks? Because I think that's what happened. I think that it's not a coincidence that Iran took out all of our radar arrays, and suddenly their devastating drought ends and their dams are overflowing. What a coincidence. Anyway, that's a little detour for you, just to remind you of who we're dealing with and what they're capable of. And on that note, let's get into the UFOs and the AI demons and all of this crap, because it is all happening at once. I don't think it's a coincidence. And it's a type of thing that if you're tuned into this, if you're aware of it, it's like obvious how all of these things are combined. I don't even know if I can convey it to you. Like it's just sort of, you just have to get it. You either get it or you don't. Okay. And if you're paying attention and if you're looking at all these different sectors of development and progress and technology and geopolitics, then it should be setting off alarm bells that, like, they say we're on the cusp of super AGI, right? Super intelligent AI that can't be controlled, even if we wanted to. On Drudge Today, there was a story about what happens when these AIs break containment, which they've already shown a propensity to do. But AI is very much on the cusp of being scaled to a point that we will no longer be able to control it, and we are racing towards that as quick as humanly possible, completely ignoring any attempts to limit it or put constraints on it. You also have the digital IDs that are being implemented across the globe at the state level here in America, national or supranational level in the case of the EU, the Digital Services Act. Of course, they're predicating it on age verification, but that's obviously a lie. So we don't even need to argue against it. It's just the obvious lie. Kind of like the guy wearing the ski mask and all black with a crowbar knocking on your door saying pizza delivery. You don't have to argue with them, right? They're just lying. And that's as far as my argument, I think, needs to go, just so you know. But the digital ID, of course, is obviously in service of and a key component of central bank digital currency, digital money that expires. I mean, again, just contributing directly to the beast system that we all know is coming. But it's all made a little bit crazier by all the talk about UFOs these days. So you've got the implementation of these, of the infrastructure of the beast system as described in Revelation. Same time you have all these UFO sightings and all of these people in power and positions of authority coming out and hinting, sometimes obliquely, sometimes basically just coming out and saying it, that aliens are real and disclosure's right around the corner. And of course, the timing is aligned with things like Steven Spielberg's next big blockbuster movie being The Disclosure Project. Again, all of these things should just be clicking in your mind, just slotting together, fitting like a Lego brick onto a Lego brick, just like no air in between the pieces, because this is all one giant puzzle. And as long as they can keep you looking to each separate puzzle piece, then you won't recognize the picture that's being displayed in front of you. So I got so many videos about this and various ways to approach it. I guess let's start with clip 36 here, because Donald Trump himself is at the center of this, as he has come out multiple times recently. This is the latest, talking about how he would be the president to unveil UFOs to the world, the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence. Let's watch clip 36 here. President Trump has directed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to release government documents related to UFOs. Let's watch.
As you remember, I recently directed the Secretary of War. How good is Pete Hegseth doing, by the way? To begin releasing government files relating to UFOs and unexplained aerial phenomena. And I figured this was a good crowd, because I know you people, you're really into that. I don't know if I am. So I'm pleased to report today, I thought I'd save it for this crowd, because you're a little bit out there, you know, a little bit, that this process is well underway and we found many very interesting documents, I must say. And the first releases will begin very, very soon. So you can go out and see if that phenomena is correct. You'll figure it out. Let me know.
All right. So there he was at a TPUSA event saying that he's directed Hegseth to release all the UFO files, which, I don't know, maybe we will get the UFO files before the Epstein files completely, right? That would be, that'd be a little bit suspicious, wouldn't it? If we're told about the existence of extraterrestrials before some of the names are unredacted from the Epstein files, I think that would tell you, you know, what the truth is, where the cover-up is happening. And of course, you know, Trump, you can take him or leave him. But I think I mixed this. Scott Bessent is who I meant earlier. I said the Treasury Secretary, Tim Burchett. That's because I was just thinking about Tim Burchett because we're about to go to his video. This is Representative Tim Burchett. Earlier, I meant to say Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. I just realized Tim Burchett is a representative who makes lots of videos talking about stuff that no other representatives will talk about. Here he is, clip 73, talking about the UFOs and President Trump. I probably won't play this whole thing, but we'll get into a little bit of it. Let's watch.
I don't know if it's about little green men or flying saucers. I just know we're spending tens of millions of dollars on something. I think we should know what the heck we're spending that money on. And, and when they bring it all out, just let people make up their own minds. Because there's going to be a group that's going to say, you know, and look, I'm a born-again Christian. I'm from the forgiven end of that spectrum. But I'm not worried about the demonic element. I hear people say that. But there's no reason for demons to be doing this. It's such a small little area. I mean, you know, they could come up here to Congress as easy as maybe they already have. I don't know. But do I think it's the Chinese or the Russians? And I go back over this. If it was the Russians, they wouldn't be bogged down in Ukraine. If it's the Chinese, they'd own us. Some would argue, as I've stated, they own us already, but more so. And would it be the Americans? Why in the world would we risk $500 million high-tech aircraft or a fleet of aircraft or a battleship or something to be around these things and a pilot losing their life when we just saw, rightfully so, the president spent millions of dollars to rescue a pilot. Yeah. You know, we did not, and there's no telling what that cost, but that's a signal to the rest of the world and to our people that we value life. So there's no reason for us to be doing that. Yeah. And I won't go too far into it, but I've talked to folks that are at the highest levels, and they will tell you that they've asked the one higher up level in the whole security paradigm, I guess, and they've indicated that it is definitely not them.
So.
Representative Tim Burchett talking about some of what he knows from his exclusive information as a representative that he's had access to. I like his attitude. That's just like, yeah, just reveal it. Like, who cares if it's alien? I don't really believe it's aliens. I personally don't believe, and I've always said, interdimensional demonic spirit. Like, that makes more sense to me than aliens. And if that's the case, then like that's fine. It's like, oh, they're demons. Like, okay, then we'll say the name Jesus Christ to them and they'll go away. Like, yeah, it's actually great. It's a great solution. And like, then you wonder, like, are all the attacks against Christianity, you know, because it's the truth and because they're trying to bring demons back and the demons need Christianity to be diluted and weakened to a point that they feel safe? I don't really know. But in the midst of all of this, and by the way, the Iran war also, because, and this is the complicated part where it's like hard for me to explain. You just sort of need to observe all of this and take it in and be able to parse it yourself to a certain extent, because I get how it would sound crazy going from geopolitics, the Iran war, Israel breaking the ceasefire, they're trying to rebuild the temple. This is a way to fake the apocalypse so they can usher in their fake Jesus Christ, Antichrist, to make the beast system, and AI is going to be the operating system that it's going to run on. And they're going to claim it comes from aliens that are beneficent and have been protecting us and guiding us for millennia. And this is evidenced by the fact that for some reason, nearly a dozen scientists related to this stuff have all died or gone missing in extraordinarily mysterious circumstances in just the last month or so. These might seem to be totally separate topics. I mean, I sort of chained them along there, but you can see I'd sound crazy going from talking about geopolitics and the Iran war to AI and summoning ancient Sumerian demons, and now we're talking about UFOs. Are we crazier, or are all of these various sort of disguises and manipulations? We're in a hall of mirrors, essentially, with all these different deceptions running at the same time, but all unified and orchestrated and pointing towards the same ultimate end. So they're trying to get everybody on whatever level works on you, right? Scaring the crap out of people with aliens will work with some people. For the religious, you're feeding them the, you know, Antichrist stuff, using prophecies in dishonest ways to convince people to go along with it. I mean, it's like, and then, you know, on all of it, it's like they'll give you a reason to believe them no matter who you are. But even if you resist all of it, too bad. They control the energy conveyances. They control the food. You have to at least pretend to believe them or you're not eating. So it's like they want people to go along quietly. They want us to willingly submit ourselves to them. But they don't need, they don't require that. That's their preferred method of enslaving us, is that we welcome them and say, please, the world's dangerous. There are aliens. Please just protect us. Put chains around us to protect us. But even if you don't fall for it, even if you don't willingly go along, they'll just force you into it because enough people will willingly go along or be scared into going along. But all of this is pointing to the same ultimate conclusion, which is the same thing that we've been saying at InfoWars for the entire 30 plus years we've been on air, which is there is a global conspiracy to create a one world government that will operate in perpetuity. And I would add, because the people think they're on the cusp of life extension technology. And when he says Sumerian demon, there may be some truth to that. They're more obsessed with ancient Egypt because it existed for 4,000 years unchanged, and they want to create a system that can last forever without changing, and that is immune completely to revolution or outside collapse. But let's go finally to clip 64, because the article is at InfoWars, White House working with FBI to unravel the case of missing scientists. This is Representative Burleson on Fox News talking about the latest name to be added to this list, the 11th scientist related to space travel, UFOs, space-time continuum, you know, physics. All these people associated with this very edgy stuff have gone missing, and Representative Burleson has a very crazy thing to say about this. Let's go now to clip number 64.
When you look at these 11 scientists, there's some outliers, certainly, but each one has a very mysterious and unique case. I think Amy Eskridge, her case is somewhat of an outlier, but it's worth investigating. I mean, we had Michael Schellenberger come to our hearing back in 2024, and in his testimony, he provided information from a researcher, Frank Milburn, who was a retired UK intelligence official, who Amy had reached out to and asked to investigate some of the harassment, some of the weird things that were happening with her. And he determined that she was the victim of a directed energy weapon and that she was likely murdered by a U.S. aerospace company.
Crazy stuff for a congressman to be saying. That's going to be it for us. See you tomorrow.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexshowstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.